Support for this public radio podcast comes from Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 18th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of Rick Moody, born in New York City in 1961, struggled with alcoholism, had a hard time holding down a job, finally checked himself into a mental hospital, he got sober, and then he wrote his first novel, Garden State. His novel, The Diviners, came out a couple of years ago. It's the birthday of Terry McMillan, born in Port Huron, Michigan, 1951, who said, "I don't write about victims. They just bore me to death. I prefer to write about somebody who can pick themselves back up and get on with their lives." Her novel, Waiting to Exhale, was a big bestseller in 1992. It's the birthday of the playwright Wendy Wasserstein, born in Brooklyn, 1950, best known for her play The Heidi Chronicles, about a woman who hangs on to her feminist ideals while all of her friends have given up theirs. And it's the birthday of A.J. Liebling, born New York City, 1904, who wrote about journalism and food and boxing and New York City and France for The New Yorker magazine. A.J. Liebling, who said, "Cynicism is often the shamefaced product of inexperience." Here's a poem for today, a poem by a young American poet with an Indian last name, Nezukumatathil, Amy Nezukumatathil, entitled After Challenging Jennifer Lee to a Fight. I hesitate because what would my father say? My aunts in India are swathed in saris, glass bangles and crimson nails, their perfect ropes of hair, oiled and glossy black, never betray them to the wind or the chase of a chicken in the courtyard. They'd watch my grandmother shape bricks of dark halva, wrap each one in tight plastic. They'd chill for days, always calm, serene. At least that's how my father tells it. But I know, when pressed, my aunts would have done the same thing. Jenny Lee called my younger sister Shrimp in front of the whole group of bus kids. No way I could let Jenny just swing her pink backpack all the way home. Once the bus pulled away from our stop on Landis Lane, I tapped her on the shoulder. And we were a mess of ribbons and slaps. She was easy to scare from my nail marks, drawing tiny pinpricks of blood on her arms, her puffy cheeks. I told her the red dots meant she had rabies, that she shouldn't tell anyone because then she'd infect them. And most of all, she better say sorry to my sister, else I'd push her face into the barrel cacti littering the sidewalks. My first rage, my first fire. Jenny sniffled, "Sorry," and I was relieved. I wasn't sure I could hit much more, and my skinny legs were spent with dust and sweat. My sister and I walked home in silence. If we wore saris, all the yards and yards of shiny sateen would have unwound from our tiny bodies, too light to drag in the dust, too proud and taken with wind like flags. A poem titled After Challenging Jennifer Lee to a Fight by Amy Nezukumatathil from her collection At the Drive-In Volcano, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.